Hello, my Audioboo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audioboo. The clock has just ticked over 1 p.m. here on Monday, January 7th, 2013. I just finished listening to McColgan's update on his earphones, and that's what I love. Hang on, I'm just going to throw something out here. There we go. That's what I love about Audioboo. It's one of the things that the back and forth conversations, it gets people thinking. Even, you know, even if I had said something to him, sort of negating almost that his Sony headphones weren't so good, you know, he thought about it and he, I'm going to try again, you know, and sure enough, he reaffirmed it, and he reaffirmed it to me. And so what I've done, or no, not what I've done, but now it's got me really thinking of buying a new pair of Apple earbuds. I've heard so many good reviews about them. I've read a few online. Mac has done, I think, 2 reviews of them. Oh, hello, Kerr. That's our cat, Kerr. He's done, like I said, he's done a couple of reviews on them, and now his mentioning how good the sound is, because I do primarily a lot of listening to music at work, at the office where I am, because I type all day and don't really have to interact with people all that much. I tend to sort of cocoon myself in my earbuds and listen to some jazz or whatever it is I'm listening to. And just type away. Normally, it's just instrumental music because music when with vocals tends to distract me. Okay, I'm taking a tangent here. However, the other thing that has got me going now is I'm really going to wait and listen with bated breath to Mac's selection of a new pair of what I would call headphones, earphones, because as much as I love the ones that I have at home, I have a pair of Sennheiser HD40s. And I think I bought them back in 98 or 99. So they've been getting on a few years. They work perfectly well. There's nothing wrong with them. But I've sort of been in the market for a new pair of headphones because I have 2 pairs. I have one I call my utility pair that I sort of carry around with me sometimes if I'm going to a friend's place and we're going to be working on something, or for instance, sometimes I'll take the headphones outside, put them on my Zoom if I'm doing some recording, some ambient recordings, and I just want to monitor it. And I don't really want to take the HD40s out because they're more expensive headphones. So I have an old pair of HD4s, again, Sennheisers. But these are way back. I mean, we're talking mid-80s technology, mid-80s headphones. And the left ear now is starting to buzz. So these headphones are shot. They're finished. I'm going to wrap them up and put them in a bag or something and keep them as a for sentimental value, because my uncle gave me them years ago when he visited from Italy, and so they sort of have sentimental value for me. But I no longer really use them. I can't. It's just they sound distorted now. So my HD40s, what I'd like to do is relegate them to utilitarian use outside and if I'm going to be going somewhere, or eventually I'd like to do some interviews, so I'll bring those with me as a pair of headphones or earphones. So I'm actually in the market for a new set, and I've been looking at AKGs. AKG, which is also the company that makes my microphone, which I love. I adore that microphone. So I'm looking at maybe buying a set of AKG headphones. I don't know which kind. They have everything that ranges from $70 right up into the $400. Somewhere in the mid-range, maybe $150 or somewhere in there. $150, maybe $179. Somewhere in that area zone is sort of where I'm honing in on And it's very difficult for me to try to go to a stereo shop, I guess, or an audio shop here in town to listen to them because they only have a handful and they're all the cheaper consumer-grade stuff. There's very few that have high-end. Some of them that do have the high-end, well, they're in boxes and they won't let you listen to them, so which is ridiculous. I find that absolutely ridiculous. Oh, you want to buy a headphone? You know, oh, here you go. Well, no, you can't listen to them. Just buy them. You can return them if you don't like them. Well, that's not the way it should be, right? When I remember my Sennheiser HD40s when I bought them, it was my mom that bought me them again back in the late 90s. We went to a store. At that time, I lived in Toronto, on the outskirts of Toronto, and we drove down to the corner of Bay Street and Bloor Street. And there, Bay and Bloor, there is a very famous audio store. Very, 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 I can't say very enough times, high-end audio shop that has, you know, the Bang & Olufsen's and the whole Beomaster series at the time. They have Macintosh audio equipment, which is, I mean, Macintosh is, you may as well just say Rolls-Royce. It's in the same line in terms of quality, at least at the time. Anyway, there they had a wall, literally, I can't remember, it was two complete walls full of headphones on pegs, plugged in where you could, you know, listen to, and from what I remember, you could select from three different or four different types of music. So you can listen to the headphones, you could listen to jazz, you could listen to piano, vocals, or you could listen to rock or pop music. And that was the way to buy headphones. Anyway, so all this to say that, I really like the fact that, you know, my 2 cent input, as I said in my audio boo, triggered a little bit more investigation and a little bit more thorough description on Mac's part. I love that. I love that about audio boo. And then B, of course, is the fact that it's got me thinking about buying, not that I really need to buy anything else, right? We just passed Christmas. But my birthday is coming up around the end of this month. So I'm thinking maybe at looking at buying a new set of earphones myself. Earbuds for my iPhone, which... that doesn't cost very much. You know, we're talking about $39 or so, which I might get by the end of this week. Probably either Thursday or Friday, I'll pick up a set of those. And then, who knows, maybe by the end of this month, I'm seriously thinking of buying a pair of headphones or earphones. So I'm kind of debating and seeing what Mac will do. I'm really curious. And Mac, do you have any ideas, like any makes that you're looking at? Any inkling? You know, I know you mentioned Bernie having Klipsch earbuds. I don't know about their. They've always made high end speakers, and I imagine their earphones and earbuds must be high end as well. But was there anything, had you come across anything that you were thinking of looking at? So just sort of to give me an idea going forward. I mean, obviously, I just mentioned the AKGs. That's what I'm looking at. But that, again, until I can actually try a pair on in terms of comfort and the sound quality, because, again, it's very subjective, I you know, I'm open to just about anything. So maybe you can share what you found, what you're researching with me and with the rest of the Audio Boo community. Thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks again for listening, Mac, and thanks for responding.